segue now to talk with our next guest, J. Scott Porter, the founder and chief executive officer of Fathers to Dads Incorporated. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Fathers to Dads. What is Fathers to Dads?
Wow. Fathers to Dads. Fathers to Dads is an organization that is designed to bring awareness about fatherhood, to educate fathers on all levels on how to be a better dad, even a good dad could be a better dad, and just build fatherhood across the country. It crosses all barriers.
Well, I should set a little background here. The Reverend Porter has served 18 years as a youth pastor and also has over 15 years of experience in social services. He's the founder of the Slam Fest basketball tournament and outreach initiative that raised funds for youth activities in the Missouri area. That's where it began. He also served as director of Missouri Youth Conservation Corps, where he taught job skills and job placement. And while in Missouri, he also served as program manager for Missouri Mentoring Partnership, a program that taught high school student job readiness skills and trained workplace mentors. And he also served as a community center director at the local Salvation Army. And so you've been very busy. You've been a servant for quite some time. So obviously you have a real serious issue in the issue of fatherless homes. And
yeah.
So I guess you have a big event coming up for the summer, which is a Fathers to Dads photo contest.
Yeah, it's ongoing, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that. That's kind of interesting.
Well, we always run things by campaign, and I think this is my second year doing this campaign. The idea is to get dads just to spend more time with their kids. Nationwide, the average dad spends 37 minutes a day.
That's longer than a ball game. I mean, shorter than a ball game.
Yeah. Yeah.
37
yeah.
minutes. That's not very much time.
Yeah, it's not very much time at all.
But I guess between working and the kids away at school and, you know, and folks don't seem to eat dinner together anymore.
Yeah, but we find time to do a whole lot of things but that.
Yes.
So I guess my cry is to dads is to think about it. You know,
yeah.
Take a day off this time, not for yourself, but spend it with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, stay home a little late. You know, spend it with your kids. Create a memory.
Yeah. And there are a lot of ways that can be done. What are some of the ways that your organization suggests that fathers cultivate time to be with their kids?
I mean, even the simplest thing is coloring. You know, you sit down with your child with a coloring book,
mm-hmm.
and you're on their level, right? And it's one-on-one time. You know, something that simple where you have a dialogue and you're talking about the colors, the pitch, what you're about to do. You know, it's something simple like that. Taking a walk, going to a movie. It doesn't even have to cost. Throwing a ball. Just doing something where you're giving your child one-on-one attention. Where you put this phone on the side, leave the internet and TV alone, and just focus on your child.
And I guess that's important, too, because you are able to learn more about your child. You're able to give them direction and to perhaps be an example.
Right.
And to help cultivate their character.
Right, right.
It's so very important. You indicate that 85% of all children with behavioral problems, for example, are from fatherless homes. But I'm certain that if the father is even there and not active, the child may still exhibit some of those behaviors.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, the role that a dad plays brings structure, brings stability, it brings, you know, safety. It creates less stress on the child. But if you are there and you're being a good example, that you're spending time, that you're respecting the number one thing, their mom,
yeah.
You know, you set an example and set a tone for the whole house.
Well, let's go to line one and talk with Danita. You're on Sunday Morning Live with J. Scott Porter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's my pleasure. The program that you have initiated is definitely something that we need to speak about, because it brings the attention in full circle to the things in Ferguson or Trayton. However, when we're dealing with a people, we have three generations of children. And as I spoke, the remnants of slavery and also the remnants of the drug situation, the parents were not teaching the kids. I spoke with a friend this morning on how we were taught. But even the children in Ferguson, they don't understand authority because the fathers were not in the home. There's also a pastor that has a program called the Adopt a School Initiative, which is, I mean, it's awesome because you are allowed to teach these kids things that they have not had the opportunity by the fathers not being present, you know, in the homes. And even myself, I was a single mother, and, you know, talk with the fathers about, you know, how important it is for these children to have that security. And it's something that us women, we can raise them, we can teach them. But, you know, it's just a different education that a father, but a lot of the fathers, as you say, they really don't understand because they were raised by women that how important it is for the male figure to be there.
Or maybe never even thought about it.
Right.
Just
right.
Continue to do what they're doing. Yeah. Thank you, Danita. We appreciate that input. You know, and she makes a very valid point. If they didn't have their father around, they may not. It may not be something that they're driven to do.
Right.
Because you got to go out of your way. I mean, there are fathers who, I've seen fathers that maybe had two jobs.
Right.
But they still find a way to spend some time in between, whether they're helping the child with the homework, whether they're just going in at night. Maybe the child's already in bed. Sit on the bed and chat with them for a minute or two before you retire for the night. Or be up, get them up in the morning to help them go to school, getting their lunch together. It's just so many different ways, I think, that just simple things that one can do.
You know, the statistics say there's over 24 million kids that will grow up without their biological father. Okay? We got a saying that you don't have to be a father to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of kids that will never see their biological father, but there's a lot of men that can step in a place to be a dad. Dad, daddy, the term is endearing. It's somebody that spends time with someone. So there's a lot of times when we as men in the community that we can step in that role, you know, to help. Our kids walk through society almost like ghosts, that nobody even sees them. They feel like nobody even recognizes them. So if we step, all men step up and recognize our kids and talk to them and show them, hey, say, young man, how you doing? Speak to them. Let them know that their presence is known.
And hopefully the child would be receptive. And what business is it yours? No. But seriously, it is important that we do that. If there are more fathers involved, more men being fathers to children, we'll have fewer drug abusers. We'll have fewer folks in juvenile detention. We'll have more high school graduates rather than dropouts. It's so important to have that role model that will give the encouragement, to give the support, and to be a shoulder to cry on and an ear to listen to the concerns that they have.
You know, you made a point just now. You said if they listen. But you know what? I haven't met a bad kid. I met some bad parenting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Here's the deal. If you challenge a kid and the kid knows that you're sincere and don't back down, most of the time they want direction. They'll mm-hmm. listen to you. If they know that you're not just being a belligerent idiot and just talking crazy to them, but you say, you know what, young man, I understand your situation a little bit, but I do care. Just stop a second. I do it all the time.
Yeah,
all the time. And sometimes I get rebuttal, but I'm still not going to give up because that's the one kid that, believe me, when he leaves, he's thinking about what just happened.
Well, you know, we're running out of time here. Let's talk about this contest, how the folks can get involved. Tell us about that photo contest.
Well, it's really simple. All you have to do is just spend some time with your children. Take a picture with your camera phone, a selfie.
Wow, that's simple.
And submit that picture to my either Facebook or my website, www.fathers2dads.org, and you will enter into a contest that you can win a cruise for four on Princess Cruise Line, an iPad, or dinner for four and movie tickets.
Wow, cruise.
Free. That's it.
Doesn't cost anything?
Doesn't cost nothing.
Wow.
And it runs through
August the 30th.
Okay. And so that, I mean, that's it. I mean, it just seems too simple.
That's it. Just get people to vote on your picture. And look,
can I'm you use Facebook. Anybody's kid?
No, you can help me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that sounds simple enough. Fatherstodads.org. So all the rules and the contest rules are there on the website, right?
Yeah, there are really no rules. I mean, you don't have to be the kid's father. If you're spending time with him, take the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rules is take the picture. The rules is, like you said, you just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Yeah, fathers, man, you got to get with some kids. Get with your kid. Spend some time. In fact, today is a good time. Do one of those selfies today and upload it. Again, you have to go to your Facebook page or
you actually go to my website or the Facebook page, either okay. or. The website is probably easier for a lot of people. Just go to the website, and the first post you'll see is information. Just click on it. It'll take you straight to the contest.
Okay.
Really simple. Upload your picture, you're in, and then vote.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to do the drawing right on the 30th, probably that day, because... No, actually, the September 1st, actually, because Facebook actually picks the winner.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much again for being a part of the program. J. Scott Porter, president and CEO of Fathers to Dads and co-founder of the Fatherhood Report.
Thank you.
Have a great Sunday and much success with the organization.